Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a historic shift, Bihar has just sworn in its first ever BJP chief minister, marking the end of an era for Nitish Kumar, who dominated the state's politics for over two decades. First, let us understand why this is significant. On 15 April 2026, Samrat Chaudhary was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Bihar at Raj Bhavan, Patna, becoming the first BJP Chief Minister of the state. This swearing-in followed Nitish Kumar's resignation on 14 April 2026, after his election to the Rajya Sabha. What makes this significant is that Nitish Kumar's resignation ended his over 20-year dominance of Bihar politics. Now, let us delve into the details of the political transition. On 14 April 2026, Nitish Kumar resigned as Chief Minister after being elected to the Rajya Sabha. The very next day, Samrat Chaudhary was sworn in as the CM, with two deputy CMAs from JDU, namely Bijendra Prasad Yadav and Vijay Kumar Chaudhary. Crucially, the outgoing NDA government transitioned to a BJP-led NDA government without the need for a fresh assembly election, as the BJP now leads the alliance's seat arithmetic. It is worth pausing here to note that the cabinet composition, as of 15 April 2026, includes Samrat Chaudhary as the chief minister. But who is Samrat Chaudhary? Born on 16 November 1968 at Lakhanpur, Munger, in Bihar, he belongs to the Koiri caste, which is traditionally an OBC, cultivator community and part of Bihar's Kushwaha vote bank. His political journey is interesting. He started in the Rashtriya Janata Dal under Lalu Prasad Yadav, moved to Janata Dal, United, in the 2000s and finally joined the BJP in 2018, becoming one of the party's key OBC faces in Bihar. Notably, he has held positions such as Bihar Minister for Panchayati Raj in 2014, Bihar BJP State President from 2023 to 2025, and Deputy CM plus Finance Minister from January 2024 to April 2026 in the Nitish-led NDA government. Building on this, the political significance of Samrat Chaudhary's appointment as the Chief Minister cannot be overstated. His OBC identity signals the BJP's continued emphasis on non-Yadav OBC consolidation, which has been key to the NDA's success in Bihar against the Mahant Bindan's Yadav Muslim base. What makes this significant is that he breaks the older BJP stereotype of upper caste CMAs in the Hindi belt. Moreover, his administrative experience, particularly as finance minister, has been associated with Bihar's 2024-25 state budget and fiscal management. Now, let us turn to the end of the Nitish Kumar era. Nitish Kumar, born on 1st March 1951, in Bakhtiarpur, served as Bihar's CM for a total of approximately 18 years across multiple terms since 2005, making him one of India's longest-serving chief ministers. His record is a mixed bag. On one hand, he is credited with law and order revival post-2005, improvements in girls' education, and positioning himself as a governance-focused development CM. On the other hand, critics argue that he relied too heavily on central schemes, failed to address chronic reverse migration during shocks, and engaged in caste census politics without translating it into lasting policy mandates. But why does this matter? The shift from Nitish Kumar to Samrat Chaudhary is not just a change in leadership, it also reflects a change in the coalition arithmetic. Before the 2025 elections, JDU and BJP were numerical equals. However, the 2025 assembly elections resulted in the BJP gaining approximately 15 seats to reach 8-9, while JDU lost about 15 seats to reach 7-4. The Mahant Bandhan, comprising RJD, Congress, and the left, emerged significantly weaker than in 2020. This made the BJP the single largest party, but due to the pre-poll NDA arrangement, Nitish continued as CM. His elevation to the Rajya Sabha and subsequent resignation have formally resolved this asymmetry, with the BJP now leading the alliance. Moving on to what this means for the state, the implications are significant. At the state level, the change in leadership and the coalition dynamics could lead to shifts in policy priorities and governance. The constitutional provisions that govern the appointment of the chief minister and the change in leadership are also noteworthy. According to Article 164(1) of the Constitution, the CM is appointed by the governor, while Article 164(2) stipulates collective responsibility. Article 163 states that the governor acts on the aid and advice of the Council of Ministers. The procedural path for the change in leadership involved Nitish Kumar resigning and sending his resignation letter to the governor, who then accepted it and invited the leader of the party with majority support to form the government. After the BJP legislature party meeting, Samrat Chaudhary was elected leader, and the oath was administered under the third schedule of the constitution. Now, let us look at Bihar at a glance. The state has a population of 10.41 crore as per the 2011 census, making it the third largest state. The literacy rate stands at 61.8%, which is below the national average of 73%. The sex ratio is 918, which is also below the national average of 940. The caste survey of 2023 revealed that 63.1% of the population belongs to the OBC-EBC category, while 19.7% are from the SC category, 1.7% from the SENT category, and 15.5% from the general category. Economically, Bihar has a per capita income of 71,000, which is the lowest among major states, compared to the national average of 1,98,000. The state's GSDP is approximately 8.5 lakh crore, which is about 2.5% of the national GDP. The poverty rate, as per the NITI report of 2023, stands at 33.7%, which is the highest among Indian states. The unemployment rate, as per the PLFS 2023-24, is 8.2%, which is above the national average of 5.5%. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Samrat Chaudhary was born on 16th November 1968 in Munger, Bihar, and belongs to the Koiri caste, which is an OBC. He is the first BJP Chief Minister of Bihar and was sworn in on 15th April 2026 at Raj Bhavan, Patna, with Governor Syed Atta Hasnan administering the oath. Prior to this, he served as Deputy CM and Finance Minister from January 2024 to April 2026 and was the Bihar BJP President from 2023 to 2025. Nitish Kumar, on the other hand, was born on 1st March 1951 in Bakhtiarpur and served as Bihar CM 7 times since 2000, totaling approximately 18 years. He resigned on 14th April 2026 after being elected to the Rajya Sabha. The Bihar Assembly has 243 seats, with the BJP having 89 seats, making it the single largest party, and JDU having 74 seats. The deputy CMAs are Bijendra Prasad Yadav and Vijay Kumar Chaudhary, both from JDU. The constitutional basis for the CM's appointment is Article 164(1), which states that the CM is appointed by the governor, while Article 164(2) stipulates collective responsibility. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The facts and figures mentioned earlier, such as the population, literacy rate, and economic indicators, are crucial for your exams. Remember this number, 71,000, which is the per capita income of Bihar, the lowest among major states. Note this carefully, The caste survey of 2023 revealed that 63.1% of Bihar's population belongs to the OBC-EBC category. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Bihar Assembly has 243 seats, with the BJP being the single largest party. With that background in place, let us conclude by tying this topic back to its broader significance. The change in leadership in Bihar marks a significant shift in the state's politics, with implications for governance, policy priorities, and the coalition dynamics. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember the key facts and figures, and analyze the implications of this shift for the state and the country. The end of the Nitish Kumar era and the beginning of the Samrat Chaudhary era in Bihar will have far-reaching consequences, and understanding these developments is crucial for your exams and your role as a future civil servant.